Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Living the Good Life here this morning, Sunday on the West Coast, headed now off to the East Coast for a great segment from the lovely Paxton Quigley, Cannabis Healing. Good morning, Paxton.
Well, good morning, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners around the world. But first, I'd like to remind our listeners that my novel, Just Try Me, which takes a close look at sex trafficking, which is in the news, as you know, is available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle, and the Kindle is only priced at $2.99. Kirkus Reviews called Just Try Me a swift, entertaining tale with truly exceptional action scenes. Guys, I think you'll like it. We'd also like to thank our sponsors at Tikkun Olam, the world's leading cannabis company and cutting-edge research organization. Tikkun Olam is now distributing its products in various parts of the United States, and that includes their hemp-based CBD, Tikkun Hemp. And I'm going to spell that T-I-K-U-N-H-E-M-P. It's now available everywhere by ordering online at TikkunHemp.com. Now we move on to today's topic, skin conditions and cannabis. Folks, one of the most common conditions is eczema, which is a skin disease characterized by recurring flare-ups that can be itchy, red, dry, and often very painful. And it's estimated that eczema affects 35 million Americans. 70% of those cases start in children under 5 and can continue throughout their lives. So with us today on Cannabis Healing is Dr. Peter Leo, who is currently a professor of dermatology and pediatrics at Northwestern University. Dr. Leo's many years of research in this area has shown that medical cannabis can alleviate the symptoms of eczema. Dr. Leo, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Certainly. So let's get started. I've read that eczema and other skin conditions can severely limit people's lifestyle in all ways. So can you tell our listeners how cannabis has been effective in treating the symptoms of eczema?
Absolutely. One of the things that we have to battle against is the misconception that it's just a rash, quote unquote. You know, people say, oh, it's just a little skin thing, it's just a rash, and it's not gonna affect your life. But we know that it's absolutely not true, that eczema has a huge impact on people's lives. And even when it's not in visible areas, even if it's hidden by clothing, it's still miserable. But especially when it's in visible areas on the face, the neck, or the hands, it can have a huge impact. And we know not only is it itchy and inflamed, but it's also painful for a lot of people. And as I'm sure your listeners know, the cannabinoids have a lot of potential in terms of helping with pain, and that's been known for a while, but also seem to have some efficacy in inflammation and itch. So these make them very interesting to us, and we're trying to understand right now, can we find the optimal cannabinoid? You know, there's, of course, the different subtypes of cannabinoids that we could use either topically or systemically to really help our patients, and it's a really exciting time.
Now, when you say systemically, does that mean, maybe having a gel that you can eat, a soft gel, or is it just basically topicals?
Honestly, we're interested in all of them. So everything, right, as you say, something you could take as a pill or a capsule. One of the studies that was very interesting that I've had a number of my patients try is hemp seed oil. And there was actually a study done in 2005 where they had patients take some oil by mouth. And when they did this, they actually found a significant improvement in their skin over time. One of the things that they think about in the hemp seed oil is that there are really healthy fats. There this ratio of omega-6 and omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids seem to have a really powerful effect in repairing the skin damage. So I often use this as sort of an adjunctive therapy for my patients, and it's really neat and really easy to get and inexpensive.
Interesting. In some cases, people don't have access to medical cannabis, especially from reliable sources. what would a dermatologist recommend, like hydrocortisone? And I know that can have side effects.
So absolutely. We struggle a lot with eczema because one of the main things we use, exactly as you say, is the hydrocortisone. And that gives a lot of relief, but it's often temporary, and we have to be really careful because if people overuse it, they can damage their skin. So we're always on the lookout for what other things that are non-cortisone, non-steroidal, that we can use to help with the pain, the itch, and the inflammation. And that's part of why cannabinoids as a category, you know, medical cannabis and all of its derivatives are so exciting to us because they really have some potential here.
Now, I've also read that cannabinoids are holding promise as a treatment for staph infections. Can you talk about cannabis's antimicrobial properties? What is it?
It is, cannabis is an amazing plant, and the hemp family is really incredible. And as we know, a lot of plants do a lot of things for us. And most of our medicines, if you look back far enough, most of our medicines really do come from plants. So sometimes I'll have a colleague or you'll encounter a doctor who's very skeptical and says, oh, well, this is all a bunch of natural mumbo-jumbo. But if you say, wait a minute, look back, most of the things we use really came from nature in the first place. Now, granted, maybe we've developed them or purified them or intensified them a little, but a lot of this is based in that. So it's true that many plants have some anti-inflammatory effect, but also antibacterial effects. And one of the big problems in eczema is that staph bacteria, Staphylococcus aureus, is out of control for many of the patients on the skin. And historically, we thought, oh, well, the staph is just a bystander causing trouble, maybe causing infection. But now we're learning more than ever that it may actually be a driver. It produces a number of toxins, including one called the Delta toxin, that can actually induce eczema on skin. So it is true, cannabinoids do have some antibacterial properties, and I would say that we're interested in them. I don't know enough about them yet, but we're really pursuing this because if we can figure out how to get the best ones on the skin, this may help us also decrease the use of traditional antibiotics, which are problematic.
Now, are you born with the possibility of having it, or do you get it from somebody?
What a great question. So, yeah, I think the truth is we don't fully understand it, and that's part of why I'm interested in it, because it, to me, it's an area of medicine that needs a lot of ideas and a lot of understanding. But we know some families really do seem to pass it along. But it's only about half the time. About half of my patients will have a relative that has it or one of the allied conditions, because we know eczema tends to run with food allergies, it runs with asthma, and it runs with hay fever. So all those can kind of be together. But that leaves at least the other half where we don't know where it comes from. Some of the patients have a genetic issue, and one of the ones that people have discovered is this one called it's filaggrin protein. So if your gene that codes for filaggrin protein is abnormal, then you basically end up with leaky skin. Your skin barrier is weak, so water gets out too easily, and allergens, irritants, and pathogens like bacteria and viruses can get in too easily. So for some people, that's what's going on, but for others, we don't understand where it comes from.
What other skin conditions are dermatologists and researchers looking at that can potentially benefit from cannabis?
It is so exciting because there are a number of different studies going on right now. People are looking at it for psoriasis, which is kind of a cousin of eczema. And again, it's an inflammatory condition. People are looking at it for acne, which is super common as well. You know, maybe 80% of teenagers in the United States will have some acne. People are also looking at it even for some cancers, because it turns out that cannabinoids may have some anti-neoplastic or anti-cancer effects too. So this is really an amazing and versatile plant.
Now, when scientists are telling us that skin conditions and many illnesses, for that matter, can be treated with medicinal cannabis, what regulatory obstacles are standing in the way right now?
It is really tough, exactly as you imply, because, of course, on a federal level, the cannabinoids are still considered a drug that we can't easily access. So it's sort of a state-by-state thing, and we are sort of at the mercy of the federal government to leave the states alone at this. So it's a little bit of a confusing time. It also is confusing if a patient, I see a lot of patients who come to travel to see me from out of state, so if we make a recommendation, we have to be really careful that it is okay in both the states. So that makes it tricky. Personally, I don't write for marijuana, medical marijuana. I don't have that ability here in Illinois. But I do use, again, the cannabinoids that are the ones that are prepared for the skin or that don't have any THC in them. So that would include the hemp oil, which is, you know, truly just hemp plant and doesn't actually have any THC in it, and some of the topical cannabinoid preparations that are available in different places.
Okay, now you're in the state of Illinois, and they've now legalized both medical marijuana and so-called smokable marijuana. Is that making a difference for you in the state in terms of how you're getting the word out about, you know, let's say hemp oil?
I think it will soon. I think it actually is all going to come into pass in January, so I'm excited to see how there'll be changes and what's going to happen, because I think the law passed, but it's not fully executed at this point.
I see. Well, you've given us a lot of very good information because there are so many people out there that do have skin conditions, and it can be very embarrassing. And I know that I've read articles about people who won't take a job because they're embarrassed by how their face breaks out and all that. So it's really good to know that cannabis does have the potential to alleviate the symptoms. And I just want to remind our listeners that it doesn't stop it, it just alleviates the symptoms. Dr. Leo, do you have a website that you can give out so that people can find you and get more information?
Yes, I would love to send everybody to the National Eczema Association, and that's nationaleczema.org, NATIONALECZEMA, so nationaleczema.org. And I'm a board member and a scientific advisory committee member of the National Eczema Association and do lots with them. They're a patient group really trying to get the word out about eczema and provide support and advocacy for our patients.
Good. And this is for anybody in the United States? Is it also available for people who live around the world?
Yes, it is truly global. We have lots of people who come from all over the world, and it's a nonprofit, patient-focused organization that really is really fantastic.
Well, again, Dr. Peter Leo, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. And when you have any important new research, please contact us, because we'd love to have you on again.
Will do. Thank you so much for having me.
And that's our show for today. And once again, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Tikkun Olam, for supporting our efforts to spread the word about the benefits of cannabis. So go to tikkunhemp.com, and I'll spell that because it's a little hard to remember, T-I-K-U-N-H-E-M-P.com, and it will alleviate the symptoms of eczema. Again, please check out my book, Just Try Me, on Amazon. As always, we invite our listeners to stay in touch on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. I'm Paxton Quigley.